The Clubhouse Call-In with Wolf and Luke. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Yeah, D-backs back in action tonight at Chase Field against the Minnesota Twins for a three-game series. They'll head out on the road for a few in San Diego next week and then back home for a while against the Tigers and Padres next weekend and into the following week. Wolf, I'm just happy they're playing somebody that isn't Cincinnati at this point. Joining us on the 72-sold sports line right now is infielder Jake Hager on the line. Jake, thank you for the time. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys doing? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, buddy.
I know it's, you know, I guess we're just 65 games into the season now, so it's not even early anymore. Can you just give us a sense of this team's identity now as we near coming up on the halfway point?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we have a great squad. The last road trip was kind of tough for us, but, you know, we have a lot of guys that, you know, are putting together good at bats. Our pitching, you know, has come along. I think once we hit this All-Star break, I think a lot of things are going to, you know, click for us. And as long as we continue, you know, doing our work, showing up every day, I think we're going to be just fine. We have a lot of guys that, you know, work hard every single day. And I think we're going to click at the right time.
Jake, has your career evolved the way you expected it to evolve?
Oh, man. My career has been crazy, man. The dream came true. I put the work in, and I mean, went through a lot of injuries in my past, and, you know, it took me a long time to make my debut. It took me 10 years to make it, but never wanted to give up, man. I've always wanted to tell myself, you know, that, you know, I'm a big leaguer, and, you know, I never gave up, and finally made the dream happen. And last year for me, I got DFA'd a bunch of times, and I didn't expect that to happen. But, yeah, man, we're here now, and I can't thank the Diamondbacks enough for giving me this opportunity.
Talking to Jake Hager, yeah, I mean, you talk about your path to get here, and you finally break through with the Mets for a little bit last year over to the D-backs. What's your path to get to this point? How much do you think that helps you now as you play games for the D-backs and going forward?
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, like last year, going through everything I went through, bouncing from team to team to team, I learned a lot from it. I was able to come back in the offseason and reflect on everything and kind of, you know, I mean, coming up to the big leagues, like, there's a lot to learn up here. There really is a different game at this level. You're playing at the highest level. So I learned a lot last year. And with the Diamondbacks giving me this opportunity, man, I'm learning each day. A lot of great coaches with me that are helping me out. Doing everything I can, showing up and putting my work in. So far, not off to the start I wanted to, but, I'm learning each day. And when I get the opportunity, I'm just going in there and competing, man.
Jake, if you had to pick one position that you were going to play, just one, what would it be?
For me, shortstop. That's my main position. Grew up as a shortstop, came up as a shortstop, and that's where I'm most comfortable. But for the D-backs, I'm the utility guy. I can play wherever they need me. I was a utility guy for the Mets as well. As long as I can get in the lineup, you know, whatever I can do to help this team win, and I'll play anywhere. But, yeah, the shortstop's my main position. That's where I like to be.
Is it more, I mean, obviously you have value to the D-backs because you're that utility guy, but as far as just like mentally preparing for games day in and day out of the season, there's not a lot of stability of, yeah, I'm going to be the shortstop every single night. How difficult is that?
Sometimes it's tough, but I'm used to it now. Every single day when I come to the park, I make sure I get my work in at each position, taking ground balls at third, short, second, and even first. You never know what's going to happen. You know, it could be in the eighth inning, I have to go play first or second, or, you know, go play third, or I get to start today at third or second. I'm just making sure that I prepare myself, you know, every day for whenever the team needs me. At first it was difficult, you know, learning each position, but now that, you know, I've done it for a while now, I'm pretty comfortable at each spot. So I just got to make sure that, you know, I'm prepared each day for wherever they need me.
Jake, what other sports did you play, actually, when you were coming up through the ranks? When you were a teenager, what other sports did you play, if at all?
Yeah, I played basketball. Basketball was my other main sport. I loved it, man. I mean, it's a fun sport. grew up playing it. My family made it. I loved it. It's actually kind of funny. Back when I was a kid, and the house I lived in, we were very fortunate to have a high ceiling. And my parents and the home association wouldn't let us have a basketball hoop outside. So my dad convinced my mom to put the hoop inside. So we actually had a basketball court. We actually had a basketball court in our living room, and that was used every single day, man. And I fell in love with that sport. And my brother was a big basketball player. He went and played D1 basketball. And it's pretty crazy that we had a hoop in our house as a kid. So it was fun.
That is
very cool. What position
like
did you play? You know, your point guard. What were you?
I was a point guard, shooting guard. Shooting guard was, I meant, like, I was a shooter. I would play point sometimes, but I was mainly a shooting guard growing up. And same with my brother. My brother was a shooting guard as well. That hoop was used every single day. We painted lines on the floor. We had a free throw line. It was about right when you open up the front door, you're basically like 3-point range. So it was, all my birthday parties, everything like that. It was like 3-on-3 basketball tournaments. It was awesome.
Yeah. I would imagine you'd be a shooting guard if you had a hoop in your house. That would kind of be conducive.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
We're talking to Jake Hager. Jake, this D-backs team this year, we talked to a lot of the players, front office, everybody coming into the season, and they were kind of like, we took what happened last year personally. When you look around this clubhouse now this year, and there's obviously a lot of focus on winning, but who are some of the biggest personalities on this team?
Biggest personalities, man. Oh man, I mean, you see it every day with David Peralta, man. He comes in with high energy every day. He's awesome. Walker, same way. Perdomo. Perdomo's our everyday shortstop now, and he has high energy. He's young, but he comes with a big smile on his face every single day. He's positive, so he's awesome to be around. I think honestly, everybody on this team, we all click together well, and we have a lot of fun in the clubhouse, and we show up every day and we put our work in and we come out and we're trying to win every single night. So we have a lot of guys that feed positivity. Even with Nick, I know it's unfortunate that Nick had surgery, but he brought positivity every single day, and I think we're all feeding off that too. So we're all trying to do our best to show up every day and bring good vibes.
Jake, when you look down the road, is there anything do you want to stay in the game of baseball?
I do. Yes. I mean, I love this game, more than anything, and I love helping out. I'm not sure what it's going to be in terms of, coaching wise in professional baseball.
Does that appeal to you, Jake? I mean, the coaching, does that appeal to you?
Yeah, it definitely does. Honestly, for me though, I think one of my next dreams would be, I'm born and raised in Las Vegas. I would love to try and, help out UNLV out there. Try and become a coach out there in UNLV. Cool. and help kids out there and get the kids to the next level. It'd be fun to stay in the hometown and help those kids and even help kids recruit that live in Vegas and trying to come to UNLV and turn that into a powerhouse, So that's one of my dreams. But however the route goes, man, I plan to try and, still play for a long time.
Sure.
Body feels great. So haven't really been thinking about that. But yeah, that's one of my goals for sure, is try and become a head coach at UNLV. If not, then maybe go the professional route. But yeah, that's been in my thought process.
That's cool, man.
Well, Jake, we appreciate the time, man. Good luck tonight against Minnesota and the rest of the season.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Jake.